Be'ezda Hashem, we're still in today. Hopefully, we're going to finish Torah Lamed Hey. Likutei Moharan, Torah Lamed Hey, last paragraph. Vezeu Perush, and that's the explanation on the verse Ashrei Ha'am Yod'ei Teruah. Praiseworthy are the nation that know how to praise Hashem, to blow the shofar. I just saw yesterday that Rabbeinu, oh, Shalom Aleichem, you're new in town? Just came. Rabbeinu said, you cannot come close to me in no other way except of by those two things. Mesirut Nefesh, it's one of them, that you're going to put all of the power that you have. And the second is to accept the bizyonot, to accept the insultings. Two terms. If you want to be close to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, you have to prepare yourself. It's a lot of effort, and to accept the insultings. So, praiseworthy are the people that know how to thank Hashem, to praise Hashem, no matter what they're going through in their life. And that is who, b'chinat ha'ala'at, an aspect of rising, lighting the 11 kinds of incense. 11
Simanim.
What?
Types
of incense. Shebetocha akum ve'aratzot, that are inside the nations and the lands, the non-Jews. Hashochnim svivot amasar matan be'emuna, that sits and lives, surrounds the negotiation of faith, means all of this world, that all of the sparks he is able to lift them, like that we learned, if you remember a little bit last week on Yehoshua bin Nun, that Yehoshua bin Nun, when he entered to Eretz Israel to conquer, so Bara Olam led him to conquer, to fight with one nation after the other. When he came to the Yericho, he saw the walls of Yericho, that the weight with width of the wall was the same, equal to the height. Means you cannot push down a wall like that. It's an obstacle that was standing on his way to conquer Eretz Israel, something that he couldn't complete. He couldn't jump above that. He couldn't break it. He couldn't do nothing. And for 7 days he was praying, and all of Am Yisrael were surrounding and blowing the horn and everything, the shofar, and doing whatever they could, and nothing moved. Until that in the last day, he said, Aleinu Lishabech. He was praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the wall just went down. Just sink?
Crumbled? Sunk.
Whatever fits for you. Only by praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu and crowning Hashem Yitbarach on all of us, on all of the nations. This is the power that Am Yisrael have. And the Rav Shalom explained that also in Shabbos and Seudah Shlishit. An amazing explanation that will be too hard for me to explain. But the main point is that actually a person cannot complete his will. You can want things. You can want to be a prophet. You can want to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, holy, to be a Talmid Chacham, to know all of the Torah Kedosha. You cannot do that. A person is not able, a person is limited, he's not able to complete his will. But when Hashem sees your will, so he is the one that is finishing it for you. Hashem is giving it to you as a free gift. It's not that really Kepum Tzara Agra, according to the effort you achieve, and it becomes to be yours. It's not becomes to be yours. You're not conquered. You're showing your will, and by that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is filling with compassion, and he wants to help you, and he understands that you put in effort, so he gives you that as a free gift. So actually in Avodat Hashem, a man should desire, should want the maximum that he can, and not to let the Yetzirah let you feel weak, like you're not able to do that. You know that. You start your battle with that understanding that you cannot achieve it alone. You're not falling into that imagination that maybe I can, maybe I will, maybe I'm... No, you're not. I'm not. I know that I'm not. I'm worthless. I'm nothing. I'm a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem will do whatever He wants to do. I can just yearn and hope and pray and ask again and again and again. And not to give up. And the Yetzirah, He's the one that is pushing us to sadness, to despair, to think that we're not able, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not listening to our tefillot. But if a man is going to be strong enough to pray on everything in Avodat Hashem, on the highest thing of them all, to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, to be in the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, Boreh Olam is going to let you have that. Boreh Olam is going to complete all of your prayers if you're not going to drop the wheel. Rav Shalom explained that by the what that we're saying, Yagata Umatzata. If you put an effort, so it's not something that you found. To find something, it's accidentally. You found it. So how can it be that the Mishnah is saying, Yagata Umatzata, you put an effort, so it's yours, so you bought it. You haven't found it. To find something, it's accidentally. It happened. It's by the way, you found. So why if you put an effort, so you found? If you put an effort, so you bought. So it's yours. So it belongs to you. And Mitziah, it's something that someone just, it fell into your hands. So if you put an effort, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu just give you something as a free gift because you understand that you want it and it's all according to your will. So praiseworthy are the nation that have that power not to let this world to confuse them, that they're always looking for Hashem Yitbarach, always inside business, inside situations of this world, always they're looking for Hashem Yitbarach, looking what Hashem wants from me, and they're praising Hashem Yitbarach, especially on the difficulties. Yod A, they know. Yod Eteruah, they know how to praise. They know how to praise Hashem. Yod A, Leshon Itchabrut. Rabbeinu is saying to know, it means to connect yourself. To the two things meet together, connecting together. Teruah, praise. Milshon Shvira, means to break. Ki anitzotzot mishvirat hakelim, means to lift the sparks that fell from the broken vessels. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, He created the world and then He broke the vessels and the sparks are now, they fell and we need to lift them. How are we lifting all of those sparks? How are we fixing all of those sparks? By knowing that it's all Hashem. When you connect that situation, you make it clear for yourself that that situation is not divided from Hashem. Like that person that said, let's put Hashem aside for a minute. Let's talk. No, let's not. Let's not put Hashem aside. Let's bring Hashem into the picture. Let's talk about it with Hashem inside the picture. When Hashem is there, you're lifting all of the sparks. All of the sparks are just rising and climbing and flying and you don't understand what you're doing. This is why Rabbeinu said that if someone is telling you, let's go for a trip, let's go for a walk, let's do something, let's see, let's immediately go. Because for sure there are sparks that you have to lift. And how, what you're going to do, you're not a mikubal, you don't know how to do all of those yichudim and what that's supposed to happen, only by the simplest things of them all, that you're saying Birkat HaMazon, that you're praying Mincha, that you're saying Shakol, that you're saying Borei Nefashot, that you're praising Hashem Yitbarach, every small thing, you're walking with your tzitzit, and it's happening by the way, without your intentions, without knowing that, without being aware to that at all, it just happens. Rabbeinu said, if you're going to open the Jew, you're going to look inside, you're going to see that he's got strings, pipes, lines, that's connecting him to all of the world. He's connected. You're a spiritual being. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know who you are. And you are something. You are someone. You don't know who you are. When Rabbi Chaim Vital, after the Da'ari HaKadosh passed away, Bli Neder, so one day, certain king, I don't remember who was it, came to him and told him, you now, a certain Ishmaeli king, he told him, you need to open with the holy name, to use the name of Hashem. He knew that he was a rabbi. The Meshiloch. You need to open the Meshiloch. What did Chizkiyahu HaMelech closed, sealed? He told him, you need to open. If you're not, and if you're not going to open, I kill you. So, he was very afraid to do that, and he said a certain name and made Kfitzat HaDerech and jumped to a different land, to Syria. And he went to Syria, and this is it, he disappeared. Over there he met Ari HaKadosh, means Ari HaKadosh revealed himself to him, and Ari HaKadosh told him, you made a mistake, a horrible mistake. Told him, why? Told him, because you are a Gilgul, you have inside of your soul, you have spark of the Neshama of Chizkiah HaMelech, King Chizkiah that closed, that sealed Me'ashiloach, and that leader, that king, he was that king that told that told to open the Me'ashiloach over there. And if you would do that now, you would fix what that Chizkiah done, because Chachamim weren't happy with the fact that Chizkiah closed sealed the Me'ashiloach. So you could fix, and it was Atchalta de Geula. You can open the path for the salvation for the Geula. So you can see that even Rabbi Chaim Vital, he didn't know that he was a spark of the Neshama of Chizkiah HaMelech. And we're talking about Rabbi Chaim Vital. So huge people don't even know who they are. Don't know who they are. So how can we know? And if you would just believe to what that Rabotenu tells us, you would understand that you're a huge Neshama. Because Rabotenu told us that in the last generation, gonna come back all of the Neshamot of, really, it's truth, those were huge neshamot of people that fell very, very low. On the generation of the flood, of the generation of Dor HaPalaga, and all of those generations that people were ruining the world, destroying the world, but they were huge souls, huge from ancient generations. And they would come, all of them going to come back to live together in this world, and Mashiach going to fix them all. And they're going to live in the world to come. And then there's going to be a huge clarification. Who is from the holy side and who is from the dark side. And there's going to be a huge war. And so, who are we? We are also from that generation. Who are those Neshmot Midor HaMabul, souls from generation of the flood? Who? It's them? No, it's us. Is it hard for you that you destroyed the world? It's hard for you to accept it. You don't remember that you were doing it? You need to have a righteous man that's going to come and tell you that it's you. You don't see it inside of you, that you have those lusts and desires to destroy, to ruin, to kill, to break. You don't see that inside. There are people that don't have those Yetzer Hara. There are very simple people that don't want to kill everyone that makes them angry. There are people that don't have that Yetzer Hara. Not everyone's sick like me. Probably not even you. Not all of you, even. Stop waving, Hanan. Stop. Leshon Itchabrut means that to thank to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu is connecting those two words, Yod Eter Ru'ah, to know how to praise. To know means to connect yourself. And by connecting yourself, to connect yourself means to Hashem, to the understanding that it's all Hashem, to those sparks. By that you're breaking, you're bringing those sparks back from that broken situation. You lift everything and you fix them. You fix those vessels back. Hashem be'or panecha ya'alechun. Hashem, they're going to walk those people by the light of your face. Bechinat masav matan, the aspect of negotiation. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, שמח זבולון בצאתך, that זבולון, he was happy when he was going even to work. היינו כשעוסק במשא ומתן, באמונה, when he's working with faith, כדי להביא נשמתו בבחינת, he's doing that to bring his soul in that aspect of חדשים לבקרים רבה אמונתך, renewing his soul every morning. The Rav Shalom explained that also yesterday in the Suda Shlishit, talked about the Sfirat HaOmer, and he explained that the fact that we're counting every day, by counting we're being purified from all kinds of contaminations. And he said, like I explained before, that we are obligated to count only 49 days, but actually we've been purified in the 50th day, and we're not counting that 50th day. So how can it be? On that he explained, what did I explain before? That actually we're doing what that we're able to do. And the 50th day, it's what that Hashem gives us. This is how Hashem completes the thing that we want to achieve. We're not able to come to that place of the 50th gate. We're able to count 49. Those are our ways of Hishtadlut, to try in another way, in another option, to do tshuva on this, to do tshuva on that, to apologize, to say I'm sorry, to come, to confess, to do vidui. Whatever we're able, included in 49 gates of tshuva, but the 50th one is the tshuva of Hashem Yitbarach. We don't know, cannot understand it. Only Hashem going to bring you to that place. So on that we're saying Chadashim Levkarim Rabbah Emunatecha, that every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is renewing that the faith, like the Rabotenu in the Mishnah explained that the Kohen, if they compare the time of saying Kriyat Shema to the time that the Kohen is that been contaminated, been purified, when it's Harev Shemesh, when the sun set and it becomes to be the new day, and then the Kohen is allowed to eat in Truma, now he been purified. Even the Kohen that been contaminated, that brought sacrifice and been forgiven on his contamination, and he went to the mikveh and he dipped in the mikveh, he's not pure yet until that the new day will come. Only after that the sun is setting and then the new sun is rising, means even though that it's night, but still it's the next day comes, only then he has been purified and only then he is allowed to eat from the truma. So it's like the days of counting the Sefirat HaOmer, and this is the process of purification, that a man always should wait to the next day. Means every day, even though that you see that you have so many lackings, you need to believe that the fact that you were trying today to do something, it's good. And another Kedusha you bought today, and another good point you found today, and another page you learned today, and after 120 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking all of your good points, all of your efforts, all of those pages together, and He is making them to be a package. And He lifts you to a new place. And the real purification is only after 120. Only after a man finishes his life, he's going to be completed. He's going to really going to finish to complete all of his tshuva process. So you can see from here that the reason why a person is, how Zvulun is happy to go to work. How can a person that knows the taste of the Torah, Zvulun, he knew how to learn, Zvulun, he knew the taste of sitting and learning like Yisachar in Beit HaMidrash, how he can be happy? Because you realize, you understand, I'm renewing myself like that. I'm buying something that they cannot achieve in the Beit Midrash. There are things that a person has to go through. And for that, to be happy with all of the difficulties, with all of the efforts, with all of the sweat, with all of the struggling that we have in our lifetime outside of the Beit Midrash. To do that, you have to strengthen yourself with faith. That you renew yourself every day, that Hashem is renewing the creation every day, and that you have to go through that process, and you count another day, and another day, and another day. And the main hitchazkut that we need to have in the days of Sefirat HaOmer is to know that even that we haven't counting the days until today like we should, we can continue to keep on. And even a person that haven't said the bracha on the tefillah, on the sefirah, he can continue to count without blessing. Means that you can also continue even if you're not doing it right. You have always another option and another way how to keep on walking, another step and another step and another step, and to achieve another small thing and another small thing. And in the end, it's become to be a huge, huge pile of good things, of good stones, of nice coins, nice pages, chapters that you finish, masechta that you completed, even that you couldn't see that, because there is that power of forgetting, that we forget. You remember how many pages you learned until today? You don't remember how much you completed until today. Today I wasn't learning enough, I'm not learning enough, chasing after yourself, like you are the one that is purifying yourself. We see that that Kohen, he was sacrificing the sacrifice. He went to the mikveh, he was doing everything that he could do. He cannot purify himself. Only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to replace the day, in the new day, only that going to be his purification. You cannot purify yourself because of with your actions. No matter how many pages of Gemara you're going to learn today, no matter how many hours of Itbodedut you're going to do today, it's not going to purify you. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikveh Yisrael, Hashem. The purification is coming by Hashem. It's not you. It's not us that are fixing ourselves. Hashem Yitbarach, He is the one that is fixing us with another day, with another day, with another step, with another effort, with another Yitbodedut, with another Hishtadlut. So Zvulun is happy because he understands that he goes out to work with faith because he wants to bring his soul to that aspect of Chadashim Levkarim Rabba Emunatecha, to increase the faith. Kedei lekabel me'or hapanim, because he wants to receive from the illuminating face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu chidush hamochin, a new understanding, a new wisdom. Even there are lessons that you could, things in that you understandings that you can learn them hundreds of times, to hear them again and again, and only today you could understand it really. You heard it hundreds of times before, and it didn't connect you, it didn't touch you. But today, suddenly, when you heard it, it changed your life. It gave you a new perspective on life, gave you powers. Suddenly you realize that you're also able to use that wisdom, that weapon. How? Why? Because all of those other days, you were building vessels. You were preparing yourself. And today, you came to a certain place that you're prepared, that you're ready, that you can contain. And tomorrow, you're going to have another vessel to contain something else that you cannot contain today. This is how we can accept all of the difficulties, all of the strugglings, all of the effort that we have to go through, only with faith, to know Hashem is taking care of us. Hashem is helping me. Hashem, He's the one that helps me so much, and so much in my past I can look to my past behind and to see so many siyata dishmaya, help from heaven, so many times that Hashem was there. So if He was there so many times, means that He's also here with me today, even that I cannot see it with all of my difficulties, with all of my wonders and thoughts that I'm wondering, and I cannot be focused on the tachlit. But still, Rabbeinu is writing, I don't remember in which Torah, Baruch Hashem, that in the Itboledut, Rabbeinu is saying, Torah Resh Nun, maybe. That Rabbeinu is explaining over there that that when a person prepares himself to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if he is not talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not able even to open his mouth at all. Resh Nun Dalet, maybe. Maybe not also.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not that and not that, Baruch Hashem. Even if he's just preparing himself to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's just with Hashem Yitbarach sitting, it's also amazing. It's also huge. It's also huge. That's just that you come and you prepare yourself to come, to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. High things are happening because of that.
Which 25? What?
Yeah. Amen. We should be right. No, not that. Toruch Hashem. Rabbeinu is saying, only the fact, even that fact, that you're coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you prepare yourself and you open your mouth and you try to open your mouth and you see. And Rabbeinu is saying, even if you don't find the words to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on that you can talk. On that you can say, Ribono Shel Olam, please, I cannot talk to you today. I don't find the words how to talk. I remember myself that on certain issues I was sitting and praying and talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for hours, and then, like the Tzvi told me yesterday, the conclusion, the best conclusion that you can have in the Itbodedut is that you realize that you're all wrong. This is the best conclusion. After 6 hours, the understanding, the best understanding that you can have is to see, all right, I was wrong, thank you Hashem. And this is what means that you love the rebuke, that you accept what the path of the tshuva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is opening for you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you, look, you're wrong. It's not the right way to do tshuva. And if you accept it with love, so then you have an opportunity to do tshuva, really to do tshuva. And without that, if you're just going to continue to fight and to struggle, you're never going to do tshuva. Maybe you're going to be a good liar, you can tell people stories on your tshuva process, and I don't know, but you can make up amazing stories, maybe. Maybe, if someone would want to listen to all of your nonsense. Maybe. But real tshuva, you're not going to complete, you're not going to achieve, until you're going to come to that place that you accept what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. And I remember myself sitting for hours and praying and asking on things, and then I'm saying to myself, hey, maybe you should stop asking for those things. Maybe it's not the right way. Maybe you should ask what Hashem wants. Hashem, what do you want? And of course, it doesn't give you the same happiness and joy like trying to complete your, to fill your lusts and desires and to achieve things that you want in Avodat Hashem. It's humiliating to feel that you were wasting 6 hours on your lusts and desires to force Hashem Yitbarach to do things that he never thought that he doesn't want to do in his world. It's humiliating. But by that, you're going to be humble. You're going to be humiliated and you're going to be humble. You become to be a vessel to contain the light of Hashem. And then when Hashem is with you, for sure you're going to be happy. A lot more than to be happy by achieving your lusts and desires. Because it's a temporary lust, a temporary satisfaction and pleasure. Even if, mamash, you've been enjoyed and it's amazing and all right, now you're going to have something for 5 years satisfaction, all right? After 5 years, it's going to disappear. After 10 years, it's going to disappear. This is the nature of all lusts and desires, even spiritual lusts and desires. The only eternal desire is the desire for Hashem Yitbarach. Always to want Hashem to lead us. Always to want Hashem Yitbarach to explain to us what He wants from us. By that you can come to that bitul, to cancel yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, to cancel our being, to throw away our wisdom, to let Borei Olam, to let the righteous man to lead us, to let them lead us and to bring us to a holy place, place of joy, place of real happiness, this place of light, renewing the soul, Chidush Hanshama. Al Yedei Zeh Olim, by that we're rising all of the sparks. Olim, all of the sparks come up. Al Yedei Achad Asar Samanei HaKtovet, by those 11 ingredients of the incense of the Torah. Thank you very much.